Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett is here. I know. I'm excited, too. Settle down. Settle down. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor and the author of a number of books, including Stop Pushing Me Around. That's all. That's for introverts. And she tells me I'm an ambivert. And she's one of the top people we have in the Brain Trust on helping us with putting our best foot forward in the market. And she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always good to be here.
Marketing-mentor.com, right?
That's right. I love that you always put the hyphen in there.
Absolutely. Marketing-mentor. Listen, my memory's okay so far. I still got a little bit of it. So, but now you got lots of stuff there. I mean, you got your, is it a weekly? A weekly tip you send out, or
Every other week that I send out my quick tip, which is just a thought or, you know, a reminder of things that people know they should be doing, but for some reason get put on the back burner. So it's just a little kind of helper.
There you go. So she can help you with your marketing, folks. If you're having issues, she can teach you how to do that, especially if you're more on the small side, especially if you're an independent contractor, that sort of thing. Elise, I used to do a lot of talking about being an entrepreneurial employee. That some people, I say an entrepreneurial employee is someone who wants to take risk with your capital, not theirs. And you have another word for it, don't you?
Yes, and it's a word that's been around. I didn't make it up, but it's intrapreneur.
All right.
Right. And so the idea being that someone with an entrepreneurial mindset, but working within a corporation, and these days now more and more important that these people raise their hand and speak up and speak about the change that they see that needs to happen within a corporation, because you probably know this better than I do, but corporations tend to move slowly and sometimes not want to evolve or change mm-hmm. at all, and mm-hmm. that is the death knell for a big corporation these days,
yep.
that is. So
yep.
the creative people that I work with, and especially students at the Savannah College of Art and Design, where I've been living for the last couple of years, are interested in kind of bringing their creativity out into the corporate world. And so I've been working on a project that helps them understand that there is a role for people like them. Even if you have an entrepreneurial mindset, you don't have to, you know, risk your own capital. Basically.
But you have to find the companies that are willing to do that, though, because as you indicated earlier, all companies aren't like that. You and I both know, we've seen them. And even the ones sometimes who say that they are lying. I mean, I've seen plenty of them who say that they're entrepreneurial, but they're not really. They're just giving, you know, it's just BS because they want you to think that they're hip. But as my grandsons tell me, I'm really not hip, you know. So they they want you to think they're hip, but they're not really hip. And so you got to make sure you find a company that will actually deliver on that promise, right? And there are indicators on how to there are ways to identify them, aren't there?
Well, you might know that better than me because I'm just recently coming to this idea, and I would imagine there are indicators, and we can talk about what those are. But I also have to say, I think that even if the company is just talking about entrepreneurship, that's not really what I have in mind. It's more that you as an employee see that the company needs to evolve. And
right.
so your job, even if it wants to or not, is to find the people in the places who you can partner with and learn from and maybe help move the company forward.
And you're talking about as a vendor or as an employee?
No, as an employee.
Okay. Well, Go ahead.
I was going to say this often is the role of people who come in as creatives, whether it's the design department the user experience world, but the people who identify as creatives are usually the ones who take this role.
Well, the thing that I was alluding to earlier about finding the indicators, one quick indicator is how do they feel about failure? What is the company's attitude? What are the people who you report to, the people they report to, how do they feel about failure? If this is a company that where somebody takes a risk and they fail, if that company can't say, okay, what did we learn? Then you need to go find somebody else to be an entrepreneur at.
Another place. That makes sense.
Because if they can't say what did we learn, then that means that they're not that entrepreneurial and they're looking for somebody to blame rather than discovering what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of the reason I'm thinking about this is because I interviewed someone from my podcast last week. Greg Larkin is his name, and he wrote a book called This Might Get Me Fired.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Right? And that's the idea behind this entrepreneurship sometimes is that you have to be willing to take the risks that might get you fired, yeah. But it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and that's how you find out. And the truth is, in some companies, there are pockets. I mean, there are entrepreneurial divisions. But almost always, in my opinion, there's one person who's got a serious, not bulletproof position, but they got a serious position, and they're willing to let their reports have some latitude. But I will tell you, since 2008, that's been harder to find. And I'd like to think that it would start to open up a little bit. But the bean counters have been so tight, the analysts have been so tight on corporate America since 2008. It's been hard to find entrepreneurship inside the bowels of an organization. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Elise Benin, marketing-mentor.com. Elise, the books are there too, aren't they?
That's right. Stop Pushing Me Around, The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, and more.
And all that stuff, folks, so check it out. You'll like hanging out with Elise. She's a cool lady, as you can tell. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Right back.
Times get rough, and you had enough. You still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.